Yeah, St. James Infirmary. The song's been around for a long time. But the first concrete evidence we have of it, that is, with words and music together, came in about 1927, and that's when Carl Sandburg's book of traditional American songs, The American Songbag, was published. Now, Sandburg, as a young man, before he became known as a poet, used to travel the country and he'd collect songs, folk songs, during his travels. And later, as a successful and famous poet, he did the same thing. And he felt that these songs reflected the true American spirit, and he wanted to make sure that they were preserved. So he put 290 of them together in the American Songbag, and the book became a treasure trove for songwriters. I think probably every songwriter in Tin Pan Alley had a copy of this book, and they plumbed its contents for inspiration for songs they could modify and then copyright. Probably the most famous song, or the most successful song at any rate, for Cab Calloway was something called Minnie the Moocher, which he and Irving Mills, his manager, had cobbled together from Willie the Weeper, which is a traditional song. But when Carl Sandburg gave his poetry readings, he'd sometimes finish them by sitting in front of his audience and holding them transfixed as he played guitar, and he sang in his relaxed voice tales of the cowboys, of railroad men, of boll weevils, well, songs like The Boll Weevil Song and Careless Love, Foggy Foggy Dew, A Horse Named Bill, Casey Jones, that sort of thing. But there are songs, even now, going back 80-odd years from the time of these events, there are still, we can still catch hints of St. James Infirmary that preceded the Songbag. And for instance, in 1925, the novelist and song collector Dorothy Scarborough published a book of folk songs called On the Trail of Negro Folk Song. And she was, after she'd moved from the South, where she was born and brought up, to New York City, she became, I think, nostalgic for the music of her childhood. And interestingly, though, in the songs that she collected, many of them obviously originated on the minstrel stage of the time. And I think that suggests, more than anything else, really, how the songs of the minstrels had actually spread throughout the country, and they were sung by everybody. But at any rate, on one song, How Sad Was the Death of My Sweetheart, seems to have originated in Galveston. It was collected from a student who came from Galveston to New Orleans. And the song mentions John Saley Hospital. John Saley Hospital was built in Galveston, Texas, in the 19th century. And one verse from this song, let her go, may God bless her wherever she may be. She may roam this wide world over, but she will never find a man like me, essentially the chorus of the song, is again found in St. James Infirmary after Louis Armstrong recorded it in 1928. Now, unfortunately, Scarborough never did include the music with the song, and one could probably sing the verses to the St. James Infirmary melody. But we don't, at least I think you can. Let me get my battered old guitar out. I've got it over here, and we'll find out. Just hold on a second here.
I went down to John Saley's hospital. The nurse there, she turned me around. She turned me around, yes, so slowly. And said the poor girl, she's sleeping in the ground. I was walking down on the street so lonely. My head, it was hanging so low. It made me think of my sweetheart, who was gone to a world far unknown. Let her go, may God bless her, wherever she may be. She may roam this wide world over, but she will never find a man like me.
Goes on for several more verses, but as I say, that one verse is the closest thing we're going to find to St. James Infirmary. from this song anyway.